Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Tuesday, May 26th. It is a gorgeous day outside. I hope you get out there, do some jumping jacks, but stay safe when you do it. Look, it's a good day in the district. I'm happy because for the first time in 7 weeks, there are no reported good fatalities from COVID-19. That's a big deal.
Yes, that's a big
that
deal.
Is a really big deal. If we stay on this track, we could enter phase one in the district of reopening within the week on Friday. Also, a quick shout out to John Wall, his 202 assist. He's trying to raise $300,000 to help folks east of the river, help with rent if they need it, rent okay. relief. Isn't that awesome?
Real nice.
Yeah, he says he owes a lot to the city. Got to get into Joe Biden, the candidate for president. He is the presumptive candidate, Democratic candidate, going up against President Trump in November. He's making headlines because when pushed on another radio show, this is what he said when he got a little frustrated talking about the black vote leading up to November. Here's
you
Joe
have a
Biden.
Problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump. And you ain't black.
Ooh. Okay. Is that kind of thing that you think, but you really don't say?
Probably like, so. I don't. Let me tell you something. Right. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I'm on record because it's true.
Right.
It's true. Who black gonna vote for Trump?
But it's sort of like, okay, I got this. And
yeah.
If you don't. And so, you know, the good thing is that Charlamagne, who was the host, pushed him on it. And so we're going to talk about that. And if you want to weigh in on that, I can't wait to hear what you got to say about Vice President Joe Biden. Let's talk about a disturbing viral video. There is an ending to this. This woman has faced some repercussions. But did you see this? They're calling her Central Park Karen. She basically lied on a black man. She's a white woman. She basically said that she was going to call the cops and say he was threat. Well, this is Central Park Karen. Then I'll tell you the story. Here she is.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
I'm sorry, I'm in the Ramble, and there is a man, African-American, he has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, so... Here's the background on that. She was not telling the truth. This man had asked her to please put a leash on your dog. It is illegal in that part of Central Park to have your dog off leash. She basically took that step. And it's to me, this is so outrageous.
Yep. Yeah, well, she's paid the price. She lost her job. Her name's Amy Cooper. Ironically, his name is Christian Cooper.
And his sister was recording the incident, thankfully. Yeah.
Thankfully.
Right.
So she lost her job and lost her dog.
Okay, right. Because in the video, she's basically choking the dog because she's so out of breath trying to report this man for telling her to do something. The problem for me is it is like some people think they have the police on lock. They got them on speed dial against our people. I'm over it.
You got that's a lot in the timeline.
I'm
we want to hear
it.
From you. I know you got an opinion on that timeline. 202-432-WHUR. Call us.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.